Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Today, we're talking about a serious topic. Alzheimer's disease is a growing problem that is stealing the minds of seniors, even affecting those in their 50s. It's important to know that you can help lower your risk of Alzheimer's with lymphatic system detoxification. This is about cellular waste building in our brain. They know this. And the lymphatic system was just found to clean the brain. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH, your acid alkaline level, and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help individuals improve how they think and feel. I published a book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, in 2006. My book explains how not understanding the lymphatic system, and Dr. Oz says it's ignored in medicine, is allowing cellular waste to build in our body and lead to most of our health problems. It's 2017. The lymph system is still missed in the idea of health and disease. Most people don't even know they have one. Understanding this science, I developed work called Lymph Practic. It's a fully closed session that over a series of sessions, over a few weeks, I help to improve detoxification in your body, the detoxification of cellular waste. I oxygenate your cells, and you change your diet a little bit, and wow, you feel totally different. And it's not magic. It's really the use of science. We have a lymphatic system that's meant to clean us. Unfortunately, we ignore it. So I understand myth science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment plant, or system that everyone needs to understand. If you're not in Arizona or Scottsdale, Arizona, where I have my office, I coach people around the world. You know, it's very simple to do. Everyone needs to know how to maintain their lymphatic system. And by the time you start looking it up and realizing, going through the millions of sites, and a lot of it is just anatomy and the physiology, I show people and explain to people how they have to maintain the lymphatic system, and it's a big difference. If you're over 50, you should be concerned and take steps to lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease. I'm a few months away from turning 60, and I know I am concerned about keeping my mind as I age. I see it in people around me, people who are in their 60s. I see it in my mom, who's 86. She's beginning to, you know, repeat things, and it's upsetting to her, or she can't remember things. The lymphatic system is in the body. It's the sewage treatment plant of our body and brain. We don't even know that. Once you realize this, you will understand the need for everyday lymphatic system detoxification. We need to get our sewage treatment system working. You can help lower your risk of Alzheimer's with lymphatic system detoxification, and it doesn't have to be intense. It has to be simple. Fruits and vegetables, more water, a little exercise. Some lymphatic drainage. Go get a massage if you can't find a lymphatic drainage therapist. So what is Alzheimer's disease? We've heard a lot about it, even more and more now. Alzheimer's disease has been identified as a protein misfolding disease. And I write a lot about this in my book. It's what makes mad cow disease. It's a prion disease. It's about a misfolded protein. And it's caused by plaque accumulation of abnormally folded amyloid beta protein and tau protein in the brain. This is actually parts of the cells just breaking down and creating waste in your brain. The misfolded proteins look like staples. As they build in the brain, they limit function between neurons and in the structures of the brain, limiting their function. It was always thought that these misfolded proteins were from the brain itself. New research just a few weeks ago has linked Alzheimer's to cellular waste from the body. They're saying that this cellular waste can actually travel and get trapped in the brain. There are early signs of Alzheimer's that we should all look for. You lose things, and I have to tell you that happens to me now. Words and conversations are difficult. Changes in vision, right? As we become more clogged up, guys, this is what's happening. This isn't happening for no reason. Everyone, we all lose our vision a little bit as we get older. It changes. It's because of cellular waste building and limiting circulation. Times and places are a challenge. Daily tasks are a problem. Trouble planning and problem solving, memory loss, poor judgment, social withdrawal, and mood changes. When the brain becomes filled with cellular waste, it becomes toxic and we can't think or think differently. The lymphatic system helps to reabsorb and remove from the tissue cellular waste made of parts of cells, immune cells, fats, and other debris, even toxins. When the lymphatic system is sluggish, cellular waste can build anywhere in the body. Now we know even the brain. To help lower your risk of Alzheimer's, you should balance your pH again, which is, are you acid or alkaline? We have to understand, we spend $50 billion a year on antacids and PPIs like Prilosec. And most people have a little bit of an acid problem and don't even have enough symptoms to take something. So this is affecting all of us. And again, our acid problem is more than a digestive problem. It's creating most diseases, and it's stealing the mind of seniors. Most often, Alzheimer's strikes people in their late 60s and later. It's not uncommon to see the beginnings of Alzheimer's in 50-year-olds. It's happening, so we have to be aware of this. And they say it takes decades for this to start happening. So you hear me talk about a lymph-brain connection often. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. Now, I've been working with a lymph-brain connection for 24 years because there were lymph vessels right outside the membranes that surround the brain, right in the dura mater. So now they found it directly in the brain. So when the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with cellular waste, creating inflammation and disease. And Alzheimer's, the brain shrinks. You can see pictures of it on the internet. Whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish has a lot to do with how acidic and toxic you are. And trust me, even though you may feel good, a lot of us are toxic inside and don't even know it. Before I tell you what you can do to help lower your risk of Alzheimer's, let me explain how I can help you in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, for sessions of lymph practic. This is work I developed. It's fully closed. And again, when I realized that we're filling with cellular waste, a light bulb went off, and I said, wow, I have to really improve upon the body's lymphatic system and get it flowing out more than just draining it. We need to do a detoxification, and that's what I developed. If you don't live in Arizona, I help people around the world, and they are so grateful that they understand my information. Not in weeks or months, in just my first call, they really have a better understanding of their problem and what they can do. My book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance, explains how an acidic pH congests the lymphatic system, allowing us to fill unknowingly with cellular waste. It's silently killing us, this acidic waste in our body. What can you do to help reduce toxicity, to help lower your risk of Alzheimer's? Start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Most people become toxic daily from acidic foods and beverages, stress, dehydration, lack of physical activity. And stress is a big one. Some people are living in stress and need to learn how to manage that. So you really have to put steps into place for everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And it has to be easy, not a bunch of pills. Diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity. Look at what foods you eat. Are they acid-forming or alkaline-forming in the body? On my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com, on the bottom, there's a link for an acid-alkaline food guide. Nothing fancy, just print it out, put it on your refrigerator, start eating more alkaline foods. So we really have to have an understanding and awareness of what we're eating. Start eating more of an alkaline diet. I never ate alkaline foods. I really didn't eat fruits and vegetables. I love them now. We need to eat a lot of them if you want to be able to eat the food you grew up with, right? More alkaline nuts and seeds. Limit grains. Grains are poison. They're really not good for us. Do I eat them now? Once in a while. I don't want to give up certain things, but I don't eat them every day. Do you take medications? Many medications deplete magnesium, adding to the need to balance pH. Most people are on 5 to 6 medications. Some people I've seen who have extreme pain or neurologic Lyme, they're on 14 medications. How can you get well when your body is turning to acid from all these medications? I see these people get well once they get a grip on their medications and their acid level in their body. Watch red meat. I forgot to mention that. Red meat is more acid-forming, and it's harder to digest in the body. Once in a while, are you drinking enough water with minerals? We call it alkaline water. Drink 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce per pound of body weight. If you drink distilled or reverse osmosis water, you need to add minerals to it because you're drinking water that's dead, has nothing in it. add some products into your regime that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium is a big one. What a simple way to fix your health, magnesium. Baking soda, green drinks. These are powerful things that can help make you more alkaline. Plenty of omega-3 fats. Evidence suggests that DHA found in these healthy fats may help prevent Alzheimer's disease and dementia by reducing beta-amyloid plaques. So, again, great food sources include cold water fish such as salmon, tuna, trout, mackerel, sardines, even seaweed. You can also supplement with fish oils. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, has been shown to help reduce inflammation. So, again, it's really about reducing inflammation. When waste becomes trapped in a certain part of our body, whether it's your brain or an organ, inflammation builds. That's what it is. People hear about inflammation, but they don't know it's about cellular waste building in your body. So you also have to take systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are much more powerful than digestive enzymes, and they help break down cellular waste and helps thousands of chemical reactions work better. Very important to take enzymes. At the age of around 29, our body stops to send out as much enzymes. It's conserving. You need daily exercise to move blood through your brain. This is how you help remove cellular waste, improve circulation. And I'm not talking about doing an hour or 2 hours. If you haven't done exercise, 15 minutes a day will make a big difference. Nice and easy, just move your body. Feel circulation. If you're doing 2.5 hours or 2 hours a day, you need to be really hydrating. And if you're not super hydrating, you could become acidic from the extra exercise. So again, exercise helps to clean our blood. Take a sauna. Sauna have been shown to reduce the risk of dementia by 60% in a Finnish study. You don't have a sauna? Take Epsom salt baths twice a week for 30 minutes. Makes a big difference. Don't overheat your body too much. It'll weaken you. Good posture. You hear me talk about this all the time. We have to sit and stand straight. Most people I see who are sick are not thinking of slouching. That stops our lymph system. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, especially through your nose, you're pulling waste out of your brain. You're bringing oxygen into your brain. This is so important. Most people are shallow breathers. Lymph practice sessions. My idea of detoxification is very different. It's a gentle but powerful way to get the body working. Help the body balance its pH with diet and a couple of supplements and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification. It's powerful. Remember, when you are acidic, your body doesn't clean as well as when it is slightly alkaline or in balance. In my office, I put people through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic sessions, and it creates a tsunami through their body. They feel circulation. They get tingling. It makes a big wave that can help detoxification, clean up things. Over the past 23 years, I have seen clients who were beginning to have difficulty thinking in their 40s, and they would just say, oh, it must be old age. No, it's toxicity, and it shouldn't be happening. And in just a few sessions of lymphatic, some from the first would say, wow, I feel better the next time they would come in and see me on their second session. This happens because over a few weeks of improving the lymphatic system, I improved oxygenation and nutrition to the cells. This also helped to reduce the buildup of cellular waste in the body and brain. Overall, I made them less toxic, and they felt better. You can help improve your lymphatic system detoxification at home by taking a couple of alkalizing supplements like magnesium, potassium, and take Epsom salt baths. Acid alkaline food chart on my homepage, AskOsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at AskOsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. I really love to help people understand because we're missing this. Not even our medical system understands, and this isn't from me. Dr. Oz says this, that they don't understand how this system relates to health and disease. Not even just Dr. Oz. I have a letter in the back of my book from the National Institutes of Health saying that they realize in the year 2000 that they need to get caught up with the lymph system. And it's now 17 years later, and it's not out there yet. So this is my job, trying to educate the public. So our next show is going to be on how to help sinus infections, which is something that's affecting many people, with lymphatic system detoxification. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com for a free consultation. Please, I want to help people. I hope Understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance. Me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.